I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land and pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
Hi!
Hello, everybody!
Do you hear something, everybody?
What?
It's a man! Yuck.
We have a man on the podcast.
Hamish. So, oh, fuck. Spoilers. Sorry, guys. We actually have a little special. Our first ever guest on the podcast.
Honored.
Can we get like a clap?
Yeah. Somehow. Clap sounds.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you,
yeah.
Jess.
Woo.
Thank you.
So, who are you?
I'm Hamish.
Hi,
Alexander.
Hi, Hamish.
Hi, Hamish.
And that's pretty much all. Does anyone else freak out whenever they're like, so whenever like in class you're going around,
yeah,
like, so tell me a bit about yourself?
I don't want to, like, no, I refuse.
I just don't know what to say.
I think just like staring blankly and just like screaming is appropriate. Yeah, actually, can you just scream for me? Wait.
Okay, ready,
let's try that again, and I want you to like say what's in your mind when I ask you that. Ready? Hi, Hamish, like, how are you going? Tell us about yourself. And then just start screaming. Yeah, what'd you just whisper, Hamish?
Leaves! Palm leaf!
Yeah, good.
You know, oh, yeah.
So we take it you're a bit of an island boy, you bit, know? You love to be around
actually,
nature.
That is really good. You can just yell out the first word and make up some false backstory as to who you are. Like, I actually grew up in Hawaii. By
that's
the
awesome.
Beach. Yeah, there was lots of palm leaves.
Normalize lying, though. That's good, because then it's like, oh, that's Hamish. He grew up in Hawaii. And then they ask you about it like 3 months later, and you're like, I never did that.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
Yeah, you
you're
just
wrong,
gaslight.
Wrong.
But Hamish, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me.
On the podcast.
I'm honored to be here.
Yes.
I'm very honored.
So
I'm a
hot.
Little nervous.
It's going to be the best summer ever.
I'm a little nervous, but I'm honored.
You honestly don't need to be, because I'm going to tell the listeners how Hamish and I like have come to be. So basically,
yes.
Hamish and I met, we became friends because I don't know if you guys have heard my song Boyfriend.
But it's kind of a big thing at the moment.
It's like the best song ever written.
Yeah.
So it's a song of the summer, and it goes, Boyfriend, sing it.
I didn't like the fact that you did that to me.
I didn't like the fact that you
did that to me.
Really good job, guys. Really, you actually kind of slayed.
That's my favorite line.
It's so funny. But basically, Hamish and our producer, Jess, are both in the music video for that is
yes,
coming out very soon. It should be out by August, and it's very, very funny.
I'm excited.
So Hamish and I are TikTok mutuals, even though he's having an identity and it's not on the app anymore.
Wait, okay. Tell the good people at home what is like maybe your favorite TikTok you've made or like the one you're known most known for.
I need to just go back in the files of my brain at the moment.
Another question. What's your favorite fruit?
Oh, I do like banana smoothies.
Yay, can we get a clap for banana smoothies? Anyway.
Back to the...
You don't have to answer that.
No, I just honestly, I don't remember.
That's...
Yeah.
Which I think is a part of that identity crisis. I just don't remember.
Do you want to tell the good people at home where they can find you on TikTok?
You can find an account with zero videos at the moment under the name that is always changing, but...
actually,
yes.
It sounds like you're a criminal.
Oh, yeah.
It's a name that's always changing. So there's no,
no
videos.
No one can ever find me. No, I think it's Hamish 14... No, yeah, Hamish 14360, I think.
14360.
That's
brother.
A part of it. Yeah.
You sound like a rapper.
Yeah, no, that's.
You sound like a criminal.
I do. I need to change.
But you know what? Love that. Like, if the users will find that, they can.
If they, good luck. Let me know if you can find it.
Yeah. You're a mystery.
I am.
You're a problem to be solved.
I am a problem to be solved because honestly, it's always changing.
Slay.
Yeah.
But Hamish. So as you know, or you might not know, have you ever listened to any of these?
Yeah, I've listened to all of them.
That's every single one?
Every single one.
What's your favourite segment? Go.
It's like, guys, no, I like your problem answers because some of them are actually good.
Oh,
like, terrible.
No, I know.
Some of them are like genuinely like, oh. I'll add that advice to my book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
No, thank you. And, but yeah. As you know, each week, normally Tanya and I discuss one of our little ickies.
Yes.
When we start saying icks, can we go ick? Can we start a little squeaking?
Can
we start doing that for ick? Please join me in my quest, Tanya. Can you do it with me, Hamish?
Eric.
Wait, what do you call the DJ?
Oh.
What do you call the DJ? Eric.
Eric.
Alright, but
Hi, I'm Eric.
Yeah, what's your ick, Hamish?
Okay, so I do, like, I don't really get them. I don't find myself getting them for people, which I don't know if that's weird, but my only one I can pinpoint is one with customers when I'm getting their money and they like saliva they lick their fingers up and then like to pick up the note and give it
criminal.
To me because then they drop it on the counter and then I'm thinking, oh my god, wait, where was their finger? Because I try to like keep track of where they put the finger on the note, but then when they drop it I forget and then I'm freaking out, where can I touch this note that is the safest.
But then you have to touch their, you know, COVID note.
No, I know, because especially, yeah, COVID, I'm a bit scared. Because, like, I don't know.
Why?
I think...
Why are you scared? It was only a pandemic.
No, honestly, it was only a little thing. No.
Only like three people had it. No, it was so fucked.
It was ever since, I think I watched this video and it was going into super depth of... Like, it was like a close-up, microscopic close-up of a finger with all the germs and stuff on it.
Ew.
And that freaked me out a bit. So now I'm just picturing, like, my finger going, like, on the, like, saliva on the note. And then that being in my finger. And I don't know.
Do you ever say anything, like... I would. I'd be like, oh, I'll just grab that wet part there. Thank you so much. And here's your change.
Like, hold on. Let me get your change.
That is absolutely revolting. And when it happens, like, do you kind of like have an outer body experience?
Yeah, it's a bit, because I just, it hits, it's like slow motion. It hits the counter and the note's going like bounce, bounce, flip, flip. And I can't remember where the dead zone is.
Yeah.
You know?
The dead zone.
I don't know if that's a relatable thing for other people.
No, that's... just that's customers gross. Being pieces of shit is just, like... Yeah, like, too, why do you need to lick your note? Like, you don't need to... Also, why are you paying... Get your fucking card out. Like, contactless?
Yeah.
Like, why are you even paying with cash, babes?
Cash?
Yeah, like, cash.
I feel like it's happened before if you go to, like, an appointment or a meeting or something. It's like, oh, here's my documents. And they're like, oh, let me just check that.
Yeah.
And then they... Do the fingers. That's gross.
Yeah, it's just something about it. But especially with money, like, money is already so, like...
Disgusting.
Crazy. Yeah. And then just, I don't know.
So, guys, money is crazy.
So, guys, basically, money is... It's crazy.
You know what Molly and I are going to do? The next time, like, we're just going to pop out of the ethereal mist.
Yeah.
We're going to like hand you a pair of tongs and we'll be like, stop.
Please.
Hamish can't touch that.
Yes.
You're disgusting. And then we like clink the tongs like before you do a barbecue. Like,
yeah.
And then you say, thanks, Molly and Tanya.
Oh, yeah. And then you like walk out in this montage with like violins playing. And you just rise up through the ceiling.
They could be like little finger tongs. So like it's an attachment to your already living fingers.
That's symbolic. That is so symbolic.
What are some like things we can say? What are some things you could do in that situation instead of like just staring and having an out of body experience? I'm thinking you could, if you wanted to be like a little bitch, you could put on gloves.
Oh,
like you could have gloves ready to go. And then when you see them doing that, put on the gloves. I reckon if someone did that to me and I was a customer, I would never do that ever
honestly,
again.
Yeah,
I'd
that
be
is
so
true.
Embarrassed.
Yeah.
So you could passive aggressively put on gloves. What else could Hamish do? If
like,
he sees them licking the notes.
you could be like, wet mouth, wet mouth, wet mouth.
Like a siren.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, is this guy all right? And you're just like, I'm not touching wet mouth.
You know what you could do? You could make them feel really bad and be like, so I've actually got like a really bad, like, kind of, what's it called? Like respiratory system, and it's quite weak. And if I get exposed to droplets, it's really, really dangerous for me. So unfortunately, I'm just going to have to get my manager because I'm not able to touch the notes. And then I reckon, same thing. I don't think they would ever do it.
Oh, honestly, I think that would like really like change the trajectory of.
Yeah, that's a butterfly effect right there. That would like,
that would pass on down to generations.
Yeah.
But I'd feel terrible. I'd probably be like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to quit.
You'd be in the news for sure.
Oh, for sure.
How often do people do that? Like, slobber on the mun-mun.
Slobber on the mun-mun. I want to say, I get at least, it's not that often. It's like one a day.
Oh, that's often.
Three on a terrible day. Oh, yeah, that
one
is.
One a day?
No. Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, no, that
I was
is
thinking
true.
Like one a month.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Bring out the lung excuse.
Yeah.
No, sorry, I have no empathy anymore. No, because,
yeah.
Ew, that's disgusting.
True. Yeah.
If you work like 4 days a week, that's four wet mouths that you're dealing with.
That's the thing, like cross-contamination.
That's too much. That's way too much.
They could have like, what could they have just, they could have like just eaten like a sandwich.
Yeah, like you get it, there's like spinach, tomato, carrot.
Or they've just come from like cutting garlic in their home and then it's like, here you go.
Yeah.
Or they like haven't brushed their teeth.
Oh, no.
They've got like really like, get one of those, you know those little spongy things with the water?
Oh,
use that.
But like, I don't know why they do it though. Like, I don't know why. With the licking money, I mean licking finger.
Yeah, you could just pick up money from your wallet and just hand it
that's
over.
What,
yeah.
It's not like there's like 60
what is the licking
million,
gonna do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you've got so many notes,
yeah,
Rockefeller.
They're just like cashed
out. It's not like we're in America where we have paper money.
Exactly.
Like, it's already smooth. Just pick it up.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Well, Hamish, thank you for that, Ick.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me new ways to go about this. I will consider them and hopefully I can be on my journey to making a change.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. So, we're going to do some problem improv.
Oh, fuck yeah!
What's problem improv, Jess?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give you a scenario that I generated on Google, and you guys are going to solve it. So, here we go. Hamish, Molly, and Tanya want to throw a party to celebrate their big win at their under-7 soccer game.
Woo!
Soccer!
Yes. Kick that ball.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I was just thinking that.
Fucking love those. Oh, oranges. Oh, fuck. Having oranges when you were a kid and like never going on the pitch, just eating the oranges. Oh, it's 7 a.m. Oh, fuck.
Unfortunately, they can't decide on a theme for the party.
Oh.
And they start
oranges.
To argue.
Sorry.
And they start to argue in the middle of a giant party store at
fuck
the mall.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
How will they come to a solution?
All right, let's fucking go.
Begin.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so we're 7-year-olds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're like, let's go.
So we have to solve it as the characters.
Yeah, Jess, that's important. So we're 7-year-olds. Okay. Let's pretend we're three little fucking rat little 7-year-olds who like soccer. And
Daros.
We're trying to throw a party.
Mm. Okay. We're discussing in a shopping center the theme, correct?
I'm going with orange. I'm going with oranges. Whole party's oranges, and there's oranges everywhere. Orange juice, orange drink. Why?
I scored. I pick bananas. They give me energy to play soccer and score.
Bananas, that's fucking rank.
You know what's even more rank than bananas? Orange.
As if. What would you do, Tanya?
Yeah. You're on my side, right?
I don't make any of my decisions. My mum makes them for me, so I'm going to ask
Dweebazoid.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Hey, guys, yeah, let's say what's your name? Ben.
Ben.
And I'm Billy. Okay. Lachlan's a Dweebazoid.
Lachlan. Dweebazoid. L-L-L. Dweebazoid.
Dweebazoid.
Can I just say I literally gave you guys your names, like your actual names.
No, I'm Billy now. Fuck you, Jess. I mean, fuck you, Jess. You're just a fucking 20-year-old bitch.
No problem. Thank you.
I'm Billy and I'm 7 at the mall and I don't give a fuck.
Wait, okay. What if Lachlan...
I'm Ben.
I'm picturing Lachlan to be like Stewie from Family Guy. I'm like a distinguished gentleman, and I'm like, wait, fellas, please stop fighting about this.
Can I do my one out of character for 1 second? Can I do my Stewie impression?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ryan. No, that was shit. Okay, so back to the podcast. Sorry, that was so bad.
Man.
Sorry, can everyone just get a wah. Anyway, all right, so back to it. Hi, Lachlan, you little dweebazoid.
You can't even make your own decisions.
Look, I'm not trying to get drafted for Manchester United. Oh. I just want to have a party.
Then then why the fuck are you playing soccer, bitch? Okay, all right. For our party, I think we should do an oranges themes, or what? What do you think?
No, we're doing bananas because, you know, banana starts with B. My name is Ben and it starts with a B.
Well, my name's Billy and I think you should... Fuck off, cunt.
Are
they English or they're Australian? I don't know, guys. All right.
My mum's English.
That's why I got a weird accent. All right, Lachlan, what do you think we should have the theme for the party?
Yeah, Lachlan.
I think the theme should be...
Bananas.
Soccer.
Bananas, please.
Theme should be...
Please.
Oranges.
No!
Because I wish we were playing basketball.
Well, we're playing... This is a soccer team and I scored the grand final goal to win. It's the championship, so I think that I should choose.
My kid fully has, like, pissed himself during a game and then cried about it at home. Like, I hate my kid.
Lachlan, thank you for agreeing with me. I am now teaming up on Ben. Dweebazoid! Dweebazoid! What are we going to take? What are we... Fellas, what are we going to... fellas, boys, what are we going to bring to the fucking under-7s orange party, eh?
I'm going to bring bananas because I love bananas.
How many times are we generating this problem?
At the party, what, like, orange shit are we going to bring? I'm thinking...
Orange bananas. Orange banana
Ben,
smoothies.
You're fucking fucked. Right, what are we thinking? I say, so orange peels... orange juice. What else? Orange, like, little Sour Patch Kids. Oh, fuck.
How about hors d'oeuvres?
What the fuck? What's that?
Oh, the fish eggs.
Yeah, caviar. Oh, let's fucking go. Oh, that's for the mummies.
That's for the grown-ups.
We live, like, in a fancy part of London or something.
Yeah,
and that's why we've got caviar.
Exactly.
And then what else do we...
I'm Sir Lachlan. I've been knighted. I'm 7 years Sir old Lachlan. And I've already been...
Is there an age gap now?
No, we're still 7.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
So we're at the mall. All right, guys, let's pop off to Tesco's and get some orange
shit.
Yeah,
let's go Tesco's.
Let's go Tesco's, then we'll pop into Morrison's, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
They've got orange soccer balls.
All right, let's split up. All right, Lachlan, you're going to get the oranges, yeah? Ben, you're going to go and get the little orange, all the little orange lollies you can see.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go and get your fucking mum.
Oi, I'm going to get your mum.
Suddenly... Suddenly, as Ben and Billy are having an argument, they lose Lachlan in Coles. How will they find him?
Help me.
Where is Lachie?
Oh, my God. He's literally missing. I don't know where Lachlan's gone. All right.
Do we do, Ben?
All right. Ben, I think we should go talk to a manager and get them to talk over the little intercom, babes.
Yes. Hey, manager, I last saw my friend Lachlan at the LCM bars and he's now lost.
Jess, can you be the manager, please?
Yes, sorry, how can I help you?
We just lost our friend Lachie. Uh-huh. We last saw him at the LCM bars, yeah. And he is short and has orange hair. Can you help?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, sorry. Did you say he has orange hair?
Sometimes. It changes in the light.
We don't serve those kinds of people. I'm joking. Oh,
valid. Honestly, valid.
Kidding.
Oh, sorry. Mate, wait. I'm a 7-year-old boy. Good one, Tesco's girl. You're right. Can you please announce his name over the intercom? When he gets nervous, he pees his pants.
No problem. No problem.
Hi, calling Lachlan. Lachlan to the register, please. Register 5. Lachlan, a little boy, a little 7-year-old boy to the register, please.
Well, now we'll just wait.
No, and then you wait and it's really awkward. Can we do the silence of waiting? Ready?
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
I smell piss. I think he's near.
Oh my god, he's coming now.
Oh, Lachlan, there you
Lockie,
are.
Lockie, where were ya?
Hello.
Friends. Why are you Bilbo Baggins? Hello, everybody.
I just ran to Vodafone to charge up my prepaid Vodafone
you
money
sound like
for my
Millie
phone.
Bobby Brown.
Ooh, you messy! I'm a driver. Don't you guys have cell phones?
I'm 7.
Oh, I'm also 7. But I do want to say, even though we've talked about Coles, Tesco's, Morrison's, 8 different stores, 8 different languages, I do think that we should now get in the car. And go and
plan get this party.
Sounds excellent, gentlemen. And if we need to call anybody, I've got a cell phone.
Wow.
Get ready for problem number 1. Take it away, Jess.
Hey, girly pops. First of all, love, laugh, the party.
Aww.
Thank you.
My problem is this. I recently moved in with 2 of my friends, in quotation marks. I'll save you the trouble of naming them. Let's call them the Twirler and Onion. Oh. Everything was good when we first moved in. But
keep going.
But I genuinely feel so anxious to be at home because the Twirler often gets angry at me for going out and seeing my friends.
What the fuck?
Despite seeing the Twirler literally every single day, I apparently only hang out with my high school friends, who I see once a month at most, or other uni friends. To which the Twirler gives me dirties and
what?
The silent treatment for days because I never do anything with them anymore.
No.
That's terrible.
Another treacherous example of the Twirler's twisted tantrums.
Sorry, that was some fucking boss. What's it called?
Alliteration.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alliteration.
Was them getting angry at me for being invited to a mutual friend's birthday because it's my fault they weren't invited. Anyways, the Onion often takes the Twirler's side.
Sorry.
The Onion. I would hate if my nickname was The Onion.
Despite agreeing with me on certain things, I can't break the lease because I still want to be friends with Onion. But if I move out, both of them would disown me and never talk to me again. I feel anxious to be at home because I feel like I can't do or say anything or go anywhere without the Twirler tying me up in a tornado of turmoil.
Oh, they're
really
good.
This person
good.
Needs to write
honestly,
fucking
be a
poetry.
Poet. Yeah.
Please help. What the actual freak do I do?
Can I just
pursue that passion?
Really quickly, can I say, I feel like the listener who sent this in, what do we name them, by
Dr.
the way?
Dr. Seuss, hands down. Yeah. This is Dr. Seuss.
Fucking go Dr. Seuss,
and
absolutely.
And we've got the names for the other, the Twirler and the Onion.
I feel like Dr. Seuss sent in this problem and looked around their kitchen and was like, oh, okay, what do we got? I see an onion. And I see you know those like
Curly whirly.
Yeah. The twirler. What is that? That's kind of camp.
I'm gonna guess that maybe the person does like ballet or something.
Oh.
So I was like, ooh, they twirling.
That could add to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something.
A ballerina or a ballad.
Twirler.
Ballad twirler.
A basketball.
A baller.
A ballerina.
A
baller.
Okay.
Ballerina.
Hamish, because yes. You're our special guest,
we're
going to turn to you.
Okay.
How do you help this listener? How do you help Dr. Seuss?
Okay.
What are your first kind of impressions listening to this?
I think that maybe they are a bit lonely, the friends, at the moment. So I think it might be an insecure thing at the moment from them. So...
From Onion and the Twirler?
Yeah, correct. I'm a bit... I have forgotten who's who in the story.
Onion's the one who's just chilling.
Oh, okay.
Onion's
okay.
Just vibing.
But siding with the twirler.
Yeah, but siding with the twirler. And the twirler's like, ah, spin, 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 triple play.
Yeah.
Spinster.
Spinster, spinster. The twirler is kind of twirling up some havoc.
Okay. I think, yeah, it comes down to, I think, a little bit of maybe insecure or loneliness on their part at the moment. Maybe they don't have many friends outside, so they are extra dependent on you. And although that is not your, it's not your fault, you can't help that. But at the same time, they shouldn't be giving you dirty looks or making you feel, like, awkward or bad for it. I think... it's a bit tough how to
navigate that's a good
this,
place to start. We can jump in if that.
Yeah. Like, I think there's...
We can jump in.
Yeah. I just keep talking. I'm like, no, I'm joking. No. Yeah.
Honestly, if you just talk for 40 minutes now, that'd be... Like, I'm not... We just don't say anything. And then we're like, all right, thanks, everyone. Yeah. Having a guest just means we don't speak. I don't hate it.
Great idea.
No, but I think, yeah, there's an explanation for... everyone's feelings, and I think it might be come down to a point of miscommunication.
For sure.
Tanya, I think we got a little empath on the couch.
Yeah.
Snaps for Hamish.
That was
a, we normally go in like, fuck the twirler! You were so nice to be like, everyone's emotions are valid. Like, you're right though, isn't it? Because it's like, obviously, I don't think people reacting in a certain way comes out of thin air. It's probably a series of built up things over time, and maybe they're bad at the twirler might be really bad at communicating that they really miss their friend.
Exactly.
And it rather than communicating is just doing like triple leaps in the back garden.
But maybe. I don't get it, because surely they came to an agreement like, okay, let's all move in together.
Yeah.
True.
But then, like, was the twirler actually expecting, let's hang out inside the house as housemates and also outside as just regular friends?
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of time to be with the one person.
That is.
Literally.
I can't even spend that much time with family members. I'm like, yeah, we live together, but I need to go and do other stuff.
Can I be honest? I think moving in with friends is a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Unless you know it's going to work and unless you're... I think some people have those... I think if you were like friends but not like best friends, that could work, or it's like a partner. But I think if you're like best friends, I don't think that's wise. Unless you know... I think some people can do it, but I think it could literally break up friendships.
Oh, 100%.
Because you're with them all the time. Like, it's so different to seeing your friend once a week or twice a week or three times or whatever than it is to... 24/7, that's a lot.
What about when either of them or like all three of them are working? Because it's like, okay, say we give the twirler their ideal scenario and it's like, yes, let's hang out all the time. And it's like, I know you have work right now, but I'll just come with you.
Yeah.
That's great, right? Best friends ever. That's too much.
Yeah.
You need a break sometimes. Mm. And like, I don't know. Okay, my advice for the twirler is go and sit in your room and just stare at a wall. Think about what you've done. No, but like... learn to be okay with being alone,
I would say. Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's you.
So Dr. Seuss's problem, what was Dr. Seuss's main issues? Was it that like...
They feel bad?
They feel anxious. They feel like trapped. I think you and the twirler, Dr. Seuss and the twirler... need to have a combo. I think that's
exactly
like
what I was
chat
thinking,
one.
Yeah.
I think so many things as well. Like, I reckon what could probably come of this if it's like, yo, like, I've noticed. But even like, sorry though. Also like the, yes, a chat's warranted, but the possessiveness is really cringe. Like the twirler being like, you can't see them. Like, why are you seeing them? Like, ew. Like, you're meant to be like living your life with someone there. It's I don't know. It's meant to feel... I feel like living with roommates has challenges, but it's not meant to feel like impossible. No, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you should definitely not feel uncomfortable in your own like living
space.
Area where you're living. So I think it might just come down to the twirler. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The twirler.
Twirler, shall we call it?
I think they need to like... I guess, yeah, have lots of alone time, do some things on their own, like even go to a restaurant by yourself, like go to shops by yourself, do something where you like feel more comfortable within yourself and that you don't need that, like, codependence with this person, because then you're like, that's only making them want to distance themselves from you more.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're like, oh, I don't know what to do. I can't look after this person. But this other person, the twirl, is like, I just need, like, I don't have, like, that person.
Yeah. You know? But the worst part is that the twirler might not hear this because it's Dr. Seuss sending this in.
Oh, so where the hell is the onion in all this? What the fuck is this? Yeah.
Okay. Stand up for yourself. Have an opinion. Have a freaking backbone. Don't just side with people. Like, actually involve yourself in this if you are a true friend. Either be like, I want to hang out with you, or I don't, and I'm just siding with what's easiest.
Yeah. Mm. Also, always remember, do we know if Dr. Seuss, if these are their high school friends?
They did not specify.
They did not specify. Oh, okay. It's giving high school friends.
Yeah.
Do we think?
They did say that the twirler was getting angry because apparently they are of the opinion that Dr. Seuss is only hanging out with their high school and uni friends and never hangs out with them. So I'm not sure if they actually are high school friends, or if they met somewhere else, or their childhood friends or something.
Mm.
But I think I want to just pipe in really quickly. Play this in the living room when they're both there.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a really good idea. But, yeah, I think...
I think we'll get the resolution.
Yeah.
I think it's such a good idea. Let's
post this on your story and be like, wow, great episode from Gorgeous Greasy Problems.
Yeah.
Just name drop. Like, hey. No. But I think the onion definitely, like, shouldn't just be...
Onion's a good name, because fuck me, come on, Onion. Because
if they're seeing their friend being made feel uncomfortable and joining in on that shouldn't happen. Like, if you see your other friend or roommate being, like, anxious and uncomfortable, you should, like, go speak to them. Or I think what they all need to do is sit down at a dinner table, all three of them, and talk. Because it would be them holding things back that's just creating this tension.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
Just need to talk.
Hun, I completely agree with that. And I also think, always remember Dr. Seuss. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. No, remember Dr. Seuss. You can move out.
Yeah.
Like, you straight up, like, it might feel really hard if you, like, this person sounds, if you're anything like me and you're a chronic people pleaser, you might be like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Just know that, like, sometimes, like, you're in, like, the worst situation for people pleasing, because you can't switch off, can you?
No.
You can't switch off from that situation if you're home with them all the time.
Exactly.
That sounds like my worst fucking nightmare. Like, imagine living with someone who's causing you that much stress. And look, here's the thing. Like, people say this all the time, even about, like, but people always say, like, moving out away from their parents really helped them, because people say when they lived with their parents, they would fight all the time and there would be all these little conflicts. But once they moved out, they established a better, healthier relationship. And I think maybe, like, if this person, last thing, I think some people are all the time people and some people are sometimes friends.
Yeah.
And that is okay.
Yes.
And that is okay. Yeah. It's okay if this friend is a once a month friend. But if you see the once a month friend every day and live with them, guess what? You're going to want to, like, scream. Like, it's going to be really, really hard.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss, it's important to remember that you are not responsible for... I just had an aneurysm. Dr. Seuss, it's important to remember that you are not responsible for other people's happiness.
Say
right?
it with us. Come on, Hamish, if you're on the podcast, will you say words at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
You are not responsible for other people's happiness.
And if you feel guilty for, like, breaking the lease early and losing them as friends...
YOLO! Sorry, that's shit advice. Sorry.
Good friends will respect your boundaries.
Yeah. Exactly.
Shit friends are going to be like, no, you need to live literally inside my pocket. But that's not fair to you. Pick yourself first and be a bit selfish. Also, I saw something online about having, like, a third space option, which maybe could help you. So they talk about it as, like, you have two spaces, work and home. And a third space is, like, a chosen space just for you to make yourself feel comfortable.
Oh.
If you're living out of home, and if you have the option, if you have a good relationship or it's accessible, Your third space could be like your parents' home or something like that. Whoa. Or could be like your favorite cafe or a library. Yeah, the I love libraries.
Oh my God. Sexy. Oh,
I miss
fuck
it.
Books.
Like yeah. I have library deficiency.
Oh. Yeah.
But yeah,
love the library.
Find somewhere where you feel comfortable and happy enough that you're like, you know, I could spend a good amount of time of my day here away from them just to regain my thoughts.
That's really, but
and journal.
And journal. Oh, yeah. But it's sad though that the listener has to even in the first place be thinking about a third. Like, yes, I think everyone should have that anyway. But it's a shame that Dr. Seuss has to go to the library. It's a shame that Dr. Seuss has to go to these external places.
Yeah.
For Dr. Seuss, let's say, you know how we talked about how they might need to have a discussion at the table. What are some things Dr. Seuss could bring up? How could they approach this?
Mm.
What could Dr. Seuss say?
I think it sounds like they're a people pleaser.
Yeah, and it's all good and well to be like, just have a chat. But then it's like, hang on, what the fuck do I actually
say? I think, honestly, what they need to do is, as anxiety inducing as it would be, just literally, like, even if you end up crying hysterically, I think you just need to just, let it all come out. Like, just be like, I'm going to speak, please just listen to everything, and then we can talk about it. Like,
and use I statement. Don't be like, you're so you make me. Like, be like, I'm just feeling a little bit smothered.
I like hanging out with my other friends just as much as I like hanging out with you, but I don't want to hang out with just you all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to have to feel pressured to hang out 24/7 because home needs to be a place where I feel I don't have to feel like I have to be on.
Yeah, it's not like you're sleeping together and like wiping each other's bums and walking to the fridge together.
Yeah.
Like you have separate moments in a home as well.
Because that's the thing. Once you start living with your friends, they become your friends, but they're also your roommates now.
Exactly.
Like, it's they're your friends, and yes, you can have like, all right, we'll have dinner tonight, but everyone needs downtime. Everyone needs alone time. Everyone needs time to not feel like they have to be on and entertain. I'm really bad at that. I always feel like I have to be a clown.
Yeah.
Like, a jester. Yeah, a quad jester. But I think that's like fair. And also another thing, this sounds a bit weird, but I learnt this in therapy.
Hey.
Really a good way to practice this is write out what you want to say.
Yeah.
Practice it in front of the mirror. Practice speaking it slowly. Practice speaking it with confidence. Because sometimes I find if you actually practice what you're going to say beforehand, you like rehearse it mentally. And then when you get down to even practice it with a close friend who you actually really trust. And then when you get to the table and you have to discuss this, you'll probably be a bit more, a little bit less anxious than if it was like, what I mean? You want to feel prepared. Not like, hello, everybody. I hope you're well today. Thank you for joining me.
They'll probably respond more to like calm and, just neutral thoughts rather than like, not that that's bad either, but like something like yelling or crying your thoughts out. Like if you've thought about it and it is a little bit rehearsed and kind of just like, just make sure you're very clear about what you actually want to say rather than being like, I want to do a dinner and tell you how I feel. I don't know how I feel.
And also on that, I know this sounds very strange, but if you know you have to have a conversation with them, you can always be like, hey, can we have a chat tonight? Like give it a time so it's not just like let's say if they get home from work and you go, can we have a chat? And they're like, oh, I'm really busy. Like book a time in. Mm. And I know this is a bit weird, but have breakfast, have lunch, do some exercise that day. Like do things around. I don't know. I find if I have to have a really big conversation, if you've just ran in from work and you had a shit day at work, you didn't eat anything, you were tired, you had no sleep, and you have to have that conversation, guess what? It's probably going to be a bit of a shit show, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if you kind of, you know,
look after yourself.
Yeah, and control everything that you can control until the conversation, which you ultimately can't really control, then at least you're going to feel a little bit more settled going into the conversation. Mm. But I loved your idea. I don't, it's not like relevant to this exactly, but the third space thing?
Yeah,
slay.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any final words for Dr. Seuss?
Keep slaying the poetry game.
Can you can you rhyme the advice for Dr. Seuss, please, for me?
Keep slaying the poetry game.
Hamish, your turn.
And don't let others fuse your brain.
what's it? Oh, onion and the twirler need to be... Help me out.
Tamed.
No, hang on.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did it work? Oh, wait.
Maybe not.
Onion and the twirler need to... No, twirler and the onion need to stop being funyuns. That was so shit. Dr. Seuss is like rolling in his fucking grave.
he knocks at the door.
He's like, what the fuck was that? How dare you use my fucking name in this podcast? Hang on. Twirler and...
We'll have to beep out whenever we say Dr. Seuss.
Hang on, hang on. Twirler... sorry, fuck. I got sorry. Twirler. Oh my god, I'm giving up. I give up. Fuck me.
No, you
so
got this.
Bad.
You got this.
No, I don't.
No,
I actually don't
want
this.
Maybe I can help. Okay, so what do we say? Something about the brain?
We have Twirler and the onion.
And remember. Having feelings isn't lame.
Oh!
Love Boss. You, Dr. Seuss. Good luck.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Thanks for listening to our problems and for sending in your own.
If you have a problem you want us to solve, please message us on Instagram at GorgeGreasyProbs.
Or fill out our problem form that's linked in the description of the episode.
Ooh.
Bruh.
Bye, gorgeous, greasy girlies.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.